Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. The adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News. Notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building. Notice made available to the township clerk. Notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Kalpesh, you're muted.
Kalpesh, unmute. We know.
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Reggio? Roy, you're muted.
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Blount?
Here.
Mr. Hidaka?
Here.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Here.
Mr. Ali?
Here.
And Chairman Weissman?
Here. Will everyone please stand for the salute to the flag? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Keneally, are there any changes to tonight's agenda?
Yes, there are. There are two changes. The Arroyo matter is adjourned until June 22nd because they did not notice. They must notice for June 22nd. 100 Lakeview Pier is adjourned until June 22nd. They have noticed, so no further notice is necessary. Those are all the changes that I have.
The second one was the Lakeview Rare, that one?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Okay, let's start.
What was the second one?
Second one is 100 Lakeview Rear LLC.
It's number 13 on the agenda. Okay.
We're still waiting for revised plans from them, so they're going to go the end of June.
Thank you.
Okay. Number five, Chairman.
Yep. Okay. Starting with number five, that's 23-ZB-25Z. Gil and Santano Almonte and Baltazar Almonte.
Are the applicants present?
Present.
Okay, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? You swear that the testimony you're about to give should be true?
Yes, I swear.
Your name and address, please. You can put your name down.
We can't hear you, Jim.
Joseph. Okay, could we have your name and address, please?
My name is Gil Centeno Almonte. Address is, the resident address that we're working on is 9 Rye Street, Piscataway, New Jersey, 08854.
Thank you. Can you explain to the board why you're here?
We're here to discuss the alliance for the addition that I would like to add on to my home.
Mr. Chairman, you may want to talk to Mr. Hinterstein.
Yes. Henry, would you like to comment on this, please?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, there's just a couple of items here. The addition, there's some separation or some separability between the addition and the existing home. So it could easily be converted to a two-family home. So the recommendation is that there should be a deed restriction added to the home, that it's to be used for a single-family use only. And then other than that, I don't know if Salati had a chance to review the staff report. There's a couple of really just minor things with the plans that need to be revised, as far as some schematic plans, things that have like a second kitchen on there. There's a lot of it's just labeling and just showing where the grill is going to be located on the site plan. Let's see, the rear setback is de minimis at best. And then you just need to show the pool equipment's got to go in a conforming location. Okay. So that would be a condition. It's not shown on the plan. Really should show that on the site plan, and it should be in a conforming location, which is at least 10 feet from each property line.
Okay.
Let me just see here. I don't see really any issue. Is there any reason why your fence was not all the way up to the property line on the one side of the property? Like you show it 4 feet off of the property line. I was wondering if there was a reason for that.
No, I actually, I wish that my architect was on here with us. No, there isn't a reason. I've been actually, I'm a first-time homeowner, so I really don't know the rules. So I've been traveling around, you know, the neighborhood, and I've noticed that most people will have it to where their home is, like right where their home begins, and the front is all clear. And if they have it a little bit further up, then what they have is they have the ones that show like you know, 4 feet, and then it shows gaps in between. And
yeah, that wasn't the issue or the question, though. It's on the one side of the property, the fence is shown 4 feet off your property line. And I don't know what the reasoning was behind that. Because then what you're doing is you're leaving 4 feet of property for either your neighbor to use or 4 feet of property in between two fences. So either way, it's probably not a great idea.
I agree with you.
Just check with your architect and
okay. Or the Henry, her architect's here. He's raising his hand.
Okay.
Hi, Gidget. I'm here in Henry.
Oh, hey, Joe.
We originally laid that out in modules of the fence, but I understand your recommendation that we can break the module, you know, 5 foot lengths, and we can push it a little bit closer to the side over there, just to clean it up really with the neighbor.
Okay. I have no other questions. I mean, I think really it should just be like closer to the property line, just to not leave any areas of maintenance concern, as long as or up to the neighbor's fence if the neighbor has a fence on that property line. Again, I don't see any other issues. I think there is an easement that crosses the property, and you just have to be aware that if for some reason the fence, we need access to that easement, you're responsible for any costs associated with the removal and replacement of that fence.
Got it. I read that.
As long as you understand that, then like you said, Mr. Chairman, I don't see any other issues with this application.
Thank you. Mr. Montes, you're okay with the suggestions by Mr. Hinterstein?
No. Absolutely. I'm going to, it is a one family home, so it's just for my daughter, my husband, and I. So I don't have a problem with doing the deed, his recommendation. And as far as the fence, you know, my Joe was going to fix all that and then, present it again. Absolutely. I'm okay with everything.
Thank you. Anyone on the board have any questions, concerns? Hearing none, I'd like to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions, concerns, or comments?
No one, Chairman.
Thank you. I'd like to close the public part of this request. Again, one more time. Anyone on the board have any issues at this point? Hearing none, I would like to make a proposal that we accept this request with the suggestions by Mr. Hinterstein. Can I get a second?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, Laura, would you take a roll call?
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ellie?
Yes.
And Vice Chairman Weissman?
Yes.
Jim got cut off. We've been approved. At the next meeting, we will adopt your resolution, and I will email it to you, and then we will just need revised plans for the file as per Henry's comments, and then you start your permits.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, everyone. I really appreciate your time.
Have a great night.
Thank you as well. Thank you. Thank you. I can log off now, right?
Yes ma'am. Go do your thing. You.
Bye. Are we waiting for Mr. Keneally to come back on?
I'm back on.
Thank you. Item number 7, that's 23 ZB 34V, Civic Kumar Matthew Sodana.
I'm present.
Sir, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? I swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
1111 Brookside Road, Piscataway, New Jersey 08854.
Can you explain to the board why you're here?
Yeah, so I am adding 2 car garages and converting my existing garage, and there is some variance approval there. My architect has submitted the plan, and we are requesting the board to approve it.
Mr. Chairman, you may want to talk to Mr. Hinterstein on this one.
Yep. Henry, would you like to go through your report, please?
Yeah, my recommendation here is I don't see really anything glaring with the application. My only issue is I really feel that the garage addition should be moved back 2.3 feet, and that would make the addition comply with the front yard setback requirement. And what that would do is it would, and I believe even pushing it back 2.3 feet would not create a rear yard setback variance, if I'm mistaken. Let's see here. I'm almost positive that, because I believe the back was about 28 feet. That was the size of the addition. 30. I think I scaled it, and I'm pretty sure it could be moved back to 2.3 feet. So it's a little bit articulated along the front facade. I think aesthetically it would have a better appearance. And then I think the existing front yard setback doesn't get exacerbated by now making that front wall even greater. So I feel like if the applicant's willing to do that, there is a moratorium on the road. They're not proposing to open up the driveway anymore. They wouldn't be able to because of that moratorium. So I think the existing curb cut is what they propose, and that, again, any fence should match. If we move the garage back 2.3 feet, that's where the proposed fence should also be moved back to the front of that garage.
Is that acceptable? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm willing to do that. Thank you. Thank you for the suggestion.
Thank you. Anyone on the board have any other questions at this point? Hearing none, I'd like to close the board section and open it up to the public comments. Anyone in the public have any questions, concerns, or comments they'd like to make at this time?
No one, Chairman.
Thank you. I'd like to close the public portion. I would like to make a motion that we accept this request with the change of 2.3 feet pushback.
A second.
Thank you, Mr. Hidaka. Please call the roll.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Weissman?
Yes.
Your application has been approved with a minor change, as you agreed to, based upon Mr. Hinterstein's recommendation. We'll memorialize this at our next meeting and send a copy of that document to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Moving on to item number 8, that's 23-ZB-37V, Joel Correa.
Joel Correa, or an applicant from the fence company, present?
Yeah, I'm here.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? You swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Joel Correa, 961 East Lincoln Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey, 08854.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Yeah, so I'm actually the contractor. The customer's on here as well. We're basically going to be redoing their existing wood fence that is already in the easement. They also have a shed that's in the easement, and they're looking to move part of their fence up towards the front of their house, which would part of it requires the variance.
And do you and the owner understand that if there's access to the easement that's necessary in the future, it would be the owner's responsibility to remove and replace the fence?
Yes, well, from our understanding, yes.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, that's all I have for the applicant.
Thank you. Mr. Hinterstein, do you have any comments on this?
Yeah, I mean, it really wasn't clear on the plan that was submitted. So what you're saying is you're proposing to move that fence up 16 feet. Is that what that 16 feet is?
Yes.
On the site plan? Okay.
So they have existing fence that's 16 feet back. It's towards the back corner of their house.
No, I understand.
And they want to add new fence 16 feet forward.
Okay. And that's going to go all the way to the house, I would imagine?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it really doesn't, I don't think it changes. It stays in line on that. As long as it stays on that same angle so that it keeps going further away from the property line as it comes forward, I think it's fine. So Again, my only condition was, again, that you understand that they need access to the easements. You're responsible for the removal and replacement of the fence or any costs associated with that. Other than that, I really don't have any issues with this application.
Thank you, Henry. Anyone on the board have any questions? Hearing none, I'd like to open this up to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions, concerns, or comments?
No one, Chairman.
Thank you, Ms. Buckley. I'd like to close the public section of this on this variance. I'd like to make a motion to accept this variance. The clerk, will you please call the roll?
We need a second on that.
I'll second.
All right, thank you, Kalpesh.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Excuse me, Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
Mr. Ellie?
Yes.
And Chairman Weissman?
Yes.
The application has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and mail that document to you.
Thank you very much, guys.
Have a good week.
Have a good night.
Okay, moving on to item number 9, that's 23-ZB-38D, Nick Musumichi.
Is the applicant present? Mr. Musumichi?
Present.
Okay, I need to swear you in. Raise your right hand. Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Nick Musumichi, 302 Plainfield Ave, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
Yes, we put in a variance to put a pool in our backyard above ground.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Hinterstein has some comments.
Okay, sure. Mr. Hinterstein, will you please elaborate?
Yeah, I didn't hear a reasoning yet as to why the pool has to go in that location. The ordinance requires it to be 8 and 8. Even with the gazebo that you have in the yard, it appears that you have enough space to put both the pool and the gazebo in the yard between the house and the property line.
And we have no issue. I wasn't aware that the pool equipment needed to be offset and off the side property. And given that, we have no issue given the 10 feet there. So I have just enough space to slip it right between a concrete patio with 6 feet of clearance to the rear property. And with that, our neighbor has a shed back here, so that would obstruct her view, so there's less visual impact by about 65%. About 15 feet would be behind there for her. And also, we do not have a flat yard, so I'd be looking at an 18 inches, give or take, of import, which would open up a whole other can of worms with getting the soil tested, obviously, and meeting residential criteria. It would just set us back too far.
So what you're saying is you're willing to move the pool 10 feet off the side property line?
Correct.
And you'd like to keep it at 6 feet at the rear line?
Correct.
Do you have a solid fence, or is that, what do you have in the back?
No, the back is the 50% slats.
50%. Would you be opposed to putting in some landscaping, just that, like some columnar evergreens or something like that, maybe some emerald greens? Something to just help buffer the pool from the property line. I know they have the shed. I'm not so concerned about where the shed is. It would be just any area
overhang
that extends beyond the shed.
Sure. I'm sorry. What were those?
Oh, they're called emerald green arborvitaes or green giant arborvitaes. But the ones that stay a little smaller would be either the emerald green, or you could get some upright Hetzi junipers. They stay pretty tight as well. I think with that being said, I think that, and again, the pool equipment would have to comply with the 10 and 10, because the one thing we don't want to do is nuisance the neighbors with, running pool equipment. So that pool equipment couldn't be closer than 10 feet from any property line. So you can put it to the right of the pool, at least 10 feet.
I don't know if you can see. Yeah, it would be well off.
That's fine. So again, you'll need that when you go for your permit. And then the same thing, the shed is in a front yard. You're not supposed to have sheds in a front yard. I mean, you have a corner property and that's a hardship, but you do have a lot of area in the yard where the shed probably could have been located.
We look back, it was like 08. It looked like the owner put it in.
I understand.
Yeah, we did some nice landscaping, so it cuts it off. And
yeah, again, it's really just the shed from the corner. It's in a front yard, so you could put some shrubbery or some tall ornamental grasses around the sides of it, just to buffer it a little bit from the road, and I think we'll be fine. It doesn't have to be moved.
So, and that is from the side street?
Yeah, the side street was the bigger impact because it's behind your front yard setback on Plainfield. The problem is it's much closer on the, is it Cooper? I forget.
Cooper.
Yeah, on the Cooper side.
And what do you recommend?
Really just that side to soften it up.
And what do you recommend to put there?
You can put the same type of plants or you could put something... I'll leave that up to you. You might want to just double check with me before you plant it. But, yes, something that would grow maybe even half the height of the shed, just to soften it up.
Understood.
Other than that, Mr. Chairman, I don't see any issues. I think we're in agreement.
Terrific. Very good. Thank you. Are there anyone on the board have any questions or concerns at this point? Hearing none, I'd like to open this up to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions, concerns, or comments?
There is no public on, Chairman.
Thank you. I'd like to close the public portion of this request, and I'd like to make a motion that we accept the changes, the request with the suggested changes. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Laura, will you please take a roll?
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Weissman?
Yes.
Your application has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and send that document to you. You'll need that to get your permits.
Appreciate everyone's time. Thank you so much. And thank you, Laura.
You're welcome. Have a good night, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Moving on, item number 10, 23 ZB41V, Rule Alacon.
Is the applicant present? Raul Alarcon?
I see his name. Here he comes.
Raul Alarcon, are you present yet?
Oh, all right, let's go to that. He was here. I think he got kicked off.
Okay, he might have gotten kicked off with me. So perhaps we can go to the next application and come back to this
one. But I heard he was here.
He was here and we lost him. So yeah, we'll go to the next one and hopefully he'll sign back on.
Okay, not a problem. Item number 11, that's 23 ZB39B, Neville Indar.
Is Neville Indar present?
Yeah, present here.
Okay, I need to swear you in. Raise your right hand. You swear that the testimony.
Jim froze.
Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Could you, I have your name and address, please?
Neville Indar, 16 Primrose Lane, Piscataway.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
I do have an existing patio that I get sun from the morning, like from 8 o'clock until 5-6 o'clock. I have one big tree that is providing shade, but the tree has leaned. It's about to fall. So I have to remove that tree. And once that tree is removed, the whole area will be sunshine. You can't enjoy the patio. So I propose to put a pavilion just with a roof. So when the family come over, grandkids are around, we can, spend time there. There is no shade in that area.
Mr. Chairman, may you want to talk to Mr. Hinterstein?
Will do. Mr. Hinterstein.
Yeah, really the only issue with this is, number one, I imagine you, Mr. Ndar, you're going to keep the pavilion open, right? Doesn't have
Correct.
Okay, so it will remain open. And the other issue is that the surveys that you, the survey you provided, number one, it calls for that you have a 4x8 shed, but it appears that the shed's bigger than that. It appears that it's
That might have been a typo or a.
Okay. And also, the addition that you put up in 2006 or was approved in 2006 is also not shown on the survey. So the problem
I will have to update that survey.
So I need an updated survey. And the reason for that is that for some reason, if you got variances for a lot of these items, for the shed, you got the survey for a deck. You got this, a variance for the deck, and you also got the variance for the addition. And so if these weren't built exactly the way they were, supposed to be built, even if they're off a foot, now your variance has changed and you would need to get that variance confirmed by the board again. So that's why we really need an updated survey to confirm that the addition, the deck, everything that you're showing on this property is accurately depicted with the accurate setbacks. I think we could do is we could, look upon this application favorably, based on your submitting a revised survey that shows everything and the setbacks. And as long as the setbacks are what they're supposed to be and what you say they were, there's not going to be any issue. Then you got your approval. The problem is going to be is, let's say if, your addition was built a foot closer to the road than it was supposed to be, or your deck was built, closer to the rear property line than it was supposed to be, then you might have to come back for another meeting and get it confirmed again. Okay.
I will surely comply.
Yeah. So really that's about it, Mr. Chairman. I think that's the issue. Is we just really need an updated survey that shows all of the these items that have been approved and built over time with variances to confirm that they were built as per the approvals.
Can you make an exception when I finish this pavilion, I'll send one survey with everything on the property.
No, I can't do that because again, I can't give you if the other stuff doesn't comply, then technically you need to get variances. All these variances that we're giving you right now that are incorrect. So that's why we really need the survey first. And if we get the survey, as soon as we get the survey, if everything matches up, you already have your approval, you'll have the resolution. The only thing that you'll need is that us to say, yeah, that survey's good, and you'll be able to go ahead and install the pavilion. So hopefully that's something you can get done. I mean, it's gonna take 2 weeks just to get the resolution. So that gives you 2 weeks to get a head start with a surveyor, your surveyor to get the survey updated.
I just want to say the deck, a variance was not necessary.
I don't know. Again, I don't know if that was considered a side yard or a front yard. You have a unique property here, so that's fine. But again, it's not even shown on the plot plan very accurately. So that's why we need this updated survey to just see where it is. This way I know what the setbacks for everything that was constructed is. And if there's no issues, there's no issues. If there's issues, we'll discuss it at that point.
Yeah, I'll comply. It's not a problem.
So we can pass this contingent on receiving an updated survey.
Correct. Yeah, that would be a condition of approval.
Okay. Anyone on the board have any questions? Hearing none, I'd like to open it up to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions, concerns, or comments they'd like to make on this?
No one, Chairman.
Thank you. I'd like to make a motion that we accept this, approve this request with the condition previously stated. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Laura, would you please do a roll call?
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Regia?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Indore, your application has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and mail that document to you.
Thank you very much and have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Weissman, number 10 is back.
Raul. Yes, back. I saw. Raul Alacon, you here?
I'm here. Thank you so much. I'm sorry about that technical difficulty.
So, Mr. Alacon, could you raise your right hand?
Sure.
You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
I do.
Your name and address, please.
Raul Alarcon, 97 11th Street, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here? You put your hand down.
Sure. I applied for a variance to erect a 6-foot fence, a privacy fence, within the setback of the property.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Hinterstein has a couple of comments.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Hinterstein. Henry, there?
Yeah, let me just take a quick peek at this one. We're talking about 11th Street here?
Yes, 97 yes. 11.
It's appropriate. Yeah, I just had a couple of things here. I think you showed that the shed's being removed. Is that correct? Or is it being correct. Relocated?
No, it was removed completely.
Okay, that's good. And will the existing chain link fence be removed, or is that going to remain in front of the other fence? Because there is a space between them.
No, that was removed as well. That was okay. Removed prior to the purchase of the home.
Okay. And then the only last item would be is that we're going to be doing some road improvements, I believe, on 11th Street at some point. And we were hoping to get a 5-foot temporary construction easement so that when they do the work on the street, that if they, you know, if a machine or something tramples the lawn on the property adjacent to the sidewalk, when we repair the sidewalk, that we have the ability to repair it. So it's not to put anything in that easement. It's just more if we cross over onto that 5-foot area between the property line and your lawn, we have the ability to repair it and without any issues. That's really what it's there. It's just the temporary construction easement during that road construction.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. Other than that, Mr. Chairman, I don't see any other issues with the application.
Terrific. Anyone on the board have any questions? Hearing none, I'd like to open this up to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions, concerns, or comments?
No one, Chairman.
Thank you, Ms. Buckley. I'd like to make a motion that we accept this request. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Buckley. Please do a roll call.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Weissman?
Yes.
Your application has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and send that document to you. You'll need that for your permits.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Moving on to item number 12. That's 23-ZB-40B, Yale Street Wrestling Club, LLC.
Is a representative of Yale Street Wrestling Club present?
Yes, Michael Hayes, attorney Michael Hayes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You're on.
Very good.
Would you like to explain what you...
Yep. Yeah, we're the Yale Street Wrestling Club operates out of the address of 1790 West 7th Street and is seeking to put a sign up on the building to announce its presence, essentially.
And do you propose to illuminate that sign?
Illumination would be preferred if we could.
And is that interior or exterior?
Exterior, downlit. And then I know there might be concerns regarding timing, and we would, you know, I guess ask the board if there's a time that you'd like to turn off. We can certainly comply with any of that as well.
What time does the operation cease in the evening?
I believe the last class ends at 8 to 9, so 9 o'clock.
Does 10 o'clock seem reasonable
for Definitely. The applicant? yeah, 10 o'clock is definitely a reason.
Okay.
The illumination will end by 10, correct?
Say it again?
Correct.
The illumination will end by 10.
Yes.
Henry, you have any other questions on this?
Not really. I mean, the sign's appropriate for the size of the building. My only other comment would be that, you know, they've had some recent approvals and that, you know, all conditions from the previous approval would remain conditioned upon this application as well. It's really the same application anyway. So that's really it.
Thank you. Anyone on the board have any questions or concerns? Hearing none, I would like to open up to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions, concerns, or comments they'd like to make on this request?
No one, Chairman.
Thank you, Ms. Buckley. I'd like to close the public portion. I'd like to make a motion that we accept this request with the noted comments. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Laura, please do roll call.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Weissman?
Yes.
Your application has been approved. We'll memorialize it at our next meeting and send you a copy of the resolution to you.
Thank you very much. Can I put the sign up now then, or do I
have to wait? You have to wait for the resolution to get your permits.
Very good. Thank you.
In 2 weeks, I'll email it to you.
Oh, thanks, Laura.
You're welcome. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right.
Moving on to item number 14, adoption of resolutions from the regular meeting of April 27.
First resolution is the Pineda resolution, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Next application is Megan, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Next is the application of Patel for a fence and an easement, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Last application, or last resolution, is 500 New Market Road. This was an application for a non-conforming use. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions I have this evening.
Thank you. Moving on to item number 15, adoption of minutes from the regular meeting of April 27. All those in favor, I say aye.
Aye.
It passes. Can I get a motion for adjournment?
I make a motion.
Second?
Second.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Thank you.
Aye.
Have a good night.
I got your back.
Thank you, everyone. Yeah, thank you.
Good night, everyone. Okay.